Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, April the 11th. You know, typically when I come on here, I talk about the game, like the night after the game, or I advance the game. I don't want to talk about that. I mean, yeah, we know that the Sixers defeated the Atlanta Hawks last night. But I want to talk about this Rookie of the Year race. Or should I say the Rookie of the Year reality show race. I mean, this thing is out of control. It really is. You know, you got people saying Ben Simmons shouldn't win the award because he's not a rookie. He is a rookie, y'all. He is. You know, then you have, you know, people criticizing him for basically being honest before like saying, hey, I think I should win 100%. I don't know. Like, what would you think if he says, oh, no, maybe 50% or no, maybe you should give it to Donovan Mitchell? I don't think I'm the Rookie of the Year. I mean, come on now. Like, the thing is, a lot of times we always criticize athletes for not being straight up and giving us, you know, the truth. We criticize them for being politically correct. And then when someone comes out and says, hey, I'm 100% the Rookie of the Year. Hey, I don't look at other rookies. I look at veterans, you know, because I aspire to be like Kevin Durant, LeBron James, guys like that. Now, I'm paraphrasing the last couple ones. Last couple things about Kevin Durant and LeBron James now. But he did mention them. But he looks at these guys because he learns from them. So when a guy is truthful and honest, we come back and criticize, right? And then it gets to a point where he has to say things to defend himself. And then Donovan Mitchell out of Utah, the guy who's battling him for that top spot, is coming down and up. He walks in to the arena yesterday with a shirt with the definition of a rookie on it. And everyone laughs. And then he gets criticized for it because some people are saying, like, that's a clown move. You know, I get it that one guy is the young guy from Nike in Ben Simmons. The other guy is one of the young guys for Adidas, Donovan Mitchell. I get it that if you get Rookie of the Year, you get a bonus. I get all that. But all I'm just saying is it's just you got more people talking about the Rookie of the Year thing and if Ben Simmons is a rookie or not, or if he deserves to be considered for this award, then you have people talking about the MVP race. Honestly, to me, and this is not just because I cover Ben Simmons, he won the award. I think everybody and their mom knows that Ben Simmons is the Rookie of the Year. But the question is, like, who's the MVP? I mean, that's the one thing that I think has yet to be decided. Like, who is the actual MVP? But we're sitting here battling, talking about the Rookie of the Year award, which to me is just preposterous. It just doesn't make any sense. If y'all hear some noise, I'm sorry. I'm at the Atlanta airport. I'm in gate 20, D26, because at this particular time, it's the quietest gate. But I can't help it that people are walking behind me. So you may hear a little crowd noise. You may hear some wheels from luggage going past in the background. So I apologize about that. But when we're getting back and talking about the Rookie of the Year, like, you know, it's Ben Simmons to lose. I mean, I'm not going to really get into statistics like I said, but 12 triple-doubles. Second all time. You know, he's averaging 8.2 assists. He's the only rookie to average 8 plus 8 or more assists for a team at 150 games. You know, he's averaging, what, like 10, 5, and 5. The only other player to do that was Oscar Robertson. So, you know, I shouldn't say he's averaging 10, 5, and 5. He's scored more than 10, 5, and 5 on a season. I mean, he's averaging that more than that on a season. Because, you know, his points were heading into last night's game. He was actually averaging 16 points, 10 rebounds. 16 points, 8.1 rebounds, and 8.2 assists. So, you know, that's more than 10, 5, 5. But he's going to be the second rookie to do that since Oscar Robertson. That's strong. So, you know, when we sit here and we're debating over who's the rookie of the year and this and that, it's settled, y'all. And if you think that, you know, you're going to sway someone just because you feel like Ben Simmons is not a rookie because, you know, he was drafted the year before. I mean, he didn't play. Like, I mean, think about Markelle Fultz. You know, Markelle Fultz was drafted this year. He played in the first four games. He missed 68 before he came back. Now, he's not going to get anything. You know, and he's not going to get a rookie of the year next year. He can't because he played in a couple games. You know, Ben Simmons didn't play in anything. He broke his foot in training camp. He didn't even play in a preseason game last year. Heck, he wasn't even, like, practicing with the team, you know, until the latter stages. So, with that being said, it's like, come on. Get off it. It's getting tiring. And, again, I'm far from a Homer reporter. All y'all know that. The people who follow me. Sometimes I can be extremely critical. Some of you guys think I'm too critical of Brett Brown and the team. So when I'm saying this, I feel like I'm speaking the truth. Is coming from the, you know, it's real. It's just real. You know, just get off of it. I mean, and the funny thing is, like, a lot of people who are out here commenting don't even have a vote. But it is what it is. Tonight, the Sixers play the Milwaukee Bucks. If they win that game, they'll have the third seed in the Eastern Conference. ironically, the Bucks would be one of their first round, could be one of their first round opponents if they do that. The other two could be the Washington Wizards and the Miami Heat. Now, if the Sixers lose tonight, then they would end up playing the Indiana Pacers in the first round. Now, regardless of win or lose, we all know that the Sixers clinched home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs, and that game would be Saturday. So, you know, so it's a big game tonight. But I just wanted to say, we got to get off this rookie of the year debate, man. We got to get off trying to say that Ben Simmons is not a rookie. No one said David Robinson wasn't a rookie when he missed 2 years. And what about Blake Griffin? Nah, when he missed his rookie year and came back, no one said that. I don't know. I think it's just time to stop hating and just recognize that this guy is special. Hey, I want to thank y'all for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow. Peace.